It is by the causeless mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaurakishoras Babaji Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all of the previous acharyas, that we are being given this very divine and rare fortune of coming together to this holy place. Through the system of parampara, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has descended since time immemorial. Krishna originally instructed Brahma before the creation even took place. Brahma instructed Narada to Vyas, who later instructed Madhvacharya. And this ancient message has been preserved in its pure form. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared within this world to bestow His infinite mercy upon all living beings who are simply willing to accept it. He appeared within this great disciplic succession. And our acharyas have been awakening the desire for people to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And it is by their grace that we are here today. Human civilization is mad after the animalistic desires of the mind. Human civilization is wasting their precious opportunity of self-realization in search of worldly pleasures and comforts. However, human life is meant for tapasya. And the only true tapasya is that which brings us closer to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To accept what is favorable for devotional service and to reject what is unfavorable for devotional service. We have come to this holy place for the purpose of our purification. We have not come simply to enjoy a holiday like materialistic people try to enjoy. In the material world, people are so frustrated with their everyday lives. They seek some relief by going to another place to enjoy their senses and forget their materialistic problems. And generally in their holidays, by engaging in various forms of sense gratification, they incur even more karmic reactions than in their ordinary lifestyle. But we have come to this holy place following in the footsteps of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His associates, and following in the footsteps of all of their divine servants. We have come to offer our lives in the loving service of the Supreme Lord and His devotees. We have come to purify our hearts of all selfish desires separate from the service of the Lord. We have come with the desire of coming closer to the treasure of all of our aspirations, unalloyed surrender to the desire of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has taught us this unadulterated message. Very few pilgrims actually understand the true meaning of a yatra and the highest purpose to aspire for. When we are in a holy place, we have the opportunity to make tremendous spiritual progress. Whatever spiritual practices that we perform here will have very, very great power to bring us closer to the Lord. So we should not waste a moment. We should be very eager, enthusiastic to hear, to chant. It is now the summer season, and Jagannath Puri is a very hot place. So certainly there will be some material suffering. However, Thakur Bhakti Vinod has said that the material sufferings and hardships that I experience in your service, my Lord, are the greatest pleasure in my life. We should be willing to bear the inconveniences with a happy and grateful heart. After many, many births, evolving through many species of life in this material world, we have come under the shade of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and his servants, and we have been brought to the eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us be in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant. Let us follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who lived in the role of his own perfect devotee, just to teach us, constantly hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna, and serving the Vaishnavas, and trying to give the mercy of Krishna to others. That was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example, and that is our goal of life. To follow in his footsteps. So let us not talk gossip. Let us not discuss the things of the world. Let us only discuss the glories of Krishna and his devotional service and chant his holy names. We have come, first of all, to Bhuvaneshwar. In fact, today we are going to enter Jagannath Puri, following in the footsteps of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will be going along the same path that Lord Chaitanya, and we will stop in the same places. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Shantipur, after he took sannyas, on the order of Mother Sachi, he decided to come to Jagannath Puri to make his home. Because Jagannath Puri is non-different than Vrindavan. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explains that Vrindavan, Navadvip, and Jagannath Puri are all of the same spiritual quality. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on the road, he arrived in this place called Bhuvaneshwar. When he first came, very happily he took his bath in this lake called Bindu Sarovar. Lord Shiva, the greatest and original Vaishnava, he went to all the holy rivers, lakes, and kunds throughout all of the world. And he collected drop by drop by drop their waters. And thus, by his own devotion, he filled up this lake called Bindu Sarovar. Lord Chaitanya, knowing how dear this lake is to Lord Shiva, with great bliss, he took his bath. After taking his bath in Sri Bindu Sarovar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lingaraj in Bhuvaneshwar. There he saw the beautiful, beautiful Murti, self-manifested Swayambhu Murti of Lord Shiva. As he came, there was a continual abhishek taking place, and the devotees were chanting in great enthusiasm the holy names and glories of Lord Shiva. Knowing Lord Shiva to be his own devotee, in order to give him happiness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance. Lord Shiva eternally worships Lord Krishna. Thus he is the eternal worshipper of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different than Krishna. Imagine the happiness of Lord Shiva, who just by remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes filled in divine ecstasy. But on this day, his own worshipable Lord was dancing in ecstasy right before him. After singing and dancing in ecstatic love for many long hours, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited many of the temples throughout Bhuvaneshwar, wandering from place to place. And then he proceeded on his journey to Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur cites from the Skanda Purana the story of this holy land, Bhuvaneshwar. It is described that this place is none different than Varanasi. It is a beautiful place and very holy and sacred. Lord Shiva and Parvati lived for a long time in Varanasi. And then they went to make their home at Mount Kailash. After they left for Kailash, many human kings began to reside in Kashi. One such king's name was Kashi Raj. Due to his power and influence, he became very proud. And he performed great, great austerities worshipping Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva appeared before him. He told him that you can ask for any boon you so desire. Kashi Raj said, I want to defeat Krishna in battle. Please give me the power to march upon Dwarka and defeat Krishna and all Yadu dynasties in a great war. Lord Shiva said to Kashi Raj that you go with all of your armies and you march and declare war against Krishna. And with my armies, I will be right behind you. And with my Pashupat weapon, you should know that no one will defeat you. This fool, Kashi Raj, believed Shiva's words. And he took his armies in complete confidence of victory and went to fight against Krishna. Meanwhile, Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart. He knew what type of rascal this person was. So he came out to fight with them. He took his Sudarshan Chakra. First of all, the Sudarshan Chakra completely annihilated the entire army of Kashi Raj. Then Sudarshan Chakra cut off the head of Kashi Raj. Then Shiva, the Sudarshan Chakra, went to Varanasi and burned the entire city down. Upon seeing his city being burned down, Lord Shiva sent his Pashupat weapon against Sudarshan But when Pashupat came before Sudarshan, Pashupat soon ran away in fear. Then Sudarshan came toward Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva also ran away trembling in fear. He ran here, there, everywhere, just as his expansion, Durvas Muni, ran from the Sudarshan temple. Similarly, he was running and running and running everywhere. Then Lord Shiva came to the realization that there is no relief of the Sudarshan chakra except taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Shankar Bhagavan ki jai! Lord Shankar fell at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, weeping in shame, and begged, "Please, please forgive me. Please forgive my offense. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Oh Lord, you are the master and the creator of everything that exists. In fact, you are the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of everything and everyone. You are the supreme controller of all controllers. Nothing can move without your sanction. You are very kind-hearted and always forgiving toward people's offenses. In fact, you are the friend of all those who take shelter of your lotus feet. Please, I surrender to you. Forgive me. I take shelter of your lotus feet. I am your surrendered servant." Upon hearing these words, Krishna said, "Lord Shiva, why did you take the side of that rascal demon Kashiraj? And why did you fight against me? You know my supreme power. You know the power of my Sudarshan chakra. You know that my Sudarshan chakra can destroy all Brahmastras, all Pashupatas, and all universes. Why have you taken the sides of this worm Kashiraj? In fact, I think that no one in the world hates me more than you." Lord Shiva, upon hearing Krishna's words, his heart was trembling in shame and fear. He said, "My dear Lord, I am completely surrendered to you. Whatever is your will is the way I must act." Your Maya potency is so powerful that by your will, you allowed me to become covered by Maya. And how did Maya influence me? She put me under the illusion that no one is greater than me, that no one is more glorified than me, that no one can be superior to me. This false ego can only come about due to your illusory potency. But my Lord, please know that I am constantly meditating on your lotus feet. I am constantly worshiping and serving you with love. I am always your servant. But still, under the influence of your Maya, I have committed an offense. And therefore, I have been punished by your mercy for my offense. And I beg you, please, please forgive me. And please give me one benediction that I never become so proud again, that I never consider myself anything but your eternal servant, that I never commit offense ever against you or any of your devotees. This material energy is so strong, my Lord, and my love for you is so great. I desire to always be beside you. I desire to reside near wherever you just reside. Please grant me this benediction. Lord Krishna responded in great pleasure, knowing that the words that Lord Shiva spoke were perfectly true. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Lord Shiva is one of the great, great Vaishnavas. He is the founder of the Rudra Sampradaya, a Sampradaya which from the very beginning of creation has taught pure unalloyed devotional service to Sri Krishna. However, even though Lord Shiva is an expansion of Krishna himself, Brahma Samhita explains, like dahi or yogurt and milk, they are the same, but still different. Lord Shiva is Vishnu himself, but taking the influence of Tamaguna within him and accepting the role of the great leader of the demigods, Mahadev, he is also different than Vishnu. Vishnu himself has voluntarily taken this role of Shiva. However, generally, materialistic people who desire material enjoyment, mystic powers, or impersonal liberation worship Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is known as Ashutosh. It is his service to Lord Krishna to easily be pleased by his devotees and give them material benedictions. But actually in his heart of hearts, it is his great desire that they give up all this crazy nonsense for material benedictions and surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, in Padma Purana, Lord Shiva tells Parvati that my devotees are dear to me, but I am a devotee of Vishnu. Therefore, more dear to me than my devotees are the devotees of Vishnu. And the most dear to Vishnu are those who worship his devotees. So they are most worshipful. Lord Krishna told Lord Shiva that there is a beautiful place. It is called Ekamravan. It is near, just near, my eternal abode. Just on the shore of the ocean, on a beautiful mountain named Niladri, is where I am eternally residing as Lord Jagannath. That place is called Purushottam Kshetra, or Nilachala. That place, even at the destruction of the whole universe, is not destroyed. That is my eternal abode. There I accept opulent foods offered by my devotees, and I am worshipped in great opulence. Purushottam Kshetra is such a holy and sacred place that anyone who falls asleep there gets the same result as engaging in meditation in full samadhi. Anyone who lays down there gets the same credit as offering prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who walks there with every step gets the credit of doing parikrama of all the holy places. And anyone who speaks there, whatever they speak, gets the credit of offering prayers and glorification of the Supreme Personality of God. Then he said, anyone who even eats fish there gets the credit of eating Havishya, but we should not follow it. That is how sacred this holy place of Purushottam Kshetra is. In fact, at Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, the demigods and all the heavenly planets worship that place. When they look upon Jagannath Puri, they see that every living being, the humans, the animals, the birds, the reptiles, and even the insects, they have four-armed, liberated forms, like in Vaikuntha. Oh, my dear Lord Shiva, I will grant you a home just north of Purushottam Kshetra. There you can live with your associates, just close to my eternal abode. In fact, I give you this benediction. Wherever I have my abode, you could live in that place. We find in every great Vaishnava pilgrimage place, there are many very prominent temples of Lord Shiva. This is due to the great benediction that Krishna gave Lord Shiva at that time. Krishna told Shiva, for time immemorial to come, this place will be named after you. Bhuvaneshwar. Now you go there. Lord Shiva, very, very blissful to hear this, he clasped Lord Krishna's lotus feet and began to cry in great happiness. And he said, my Lord, thank you. Thank you. It has always been my great and dear desire to live close to your eternal holy abode, near your Supreme Personality. So since that time, this place has been known as Bhuvaneshwar, and millions of people have come to worship the beautiful form of Sri Bhuvaneshwar Shiva in the temple. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came here and worshiped Lord Shiva. We worship Lord Shiva as Mahadev, Bhuvaneshwar Mahadev. He is the greatest of the demigods, and he is the foremost devotee of Lord Krishna. Therefore, we do not worship him for material benedictions, mystic powers, or liberation. For a real Vaishnava, these benedictions are a great burdensome disturbance in life. We do not want them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavata bhaktira hoyita ki pari. This is our prayer. I do not want material wealth, nor do I want the pleasures of sexual attraction. Nor do I want wealth of prestige, influence, power, or control over others. Not even popularity. I do not even want liberation from the sufferings of this world. In whatever situation, wherever you desire for me to be, allow me to be your servant, birth after birth after birth. This is the prayer that we should offer from the core of our hearts, knowing that this is the only fulfillment of our own hearts and soul's desire. So following in Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's footsteps, we have come to Bhuvaneshwar. At this time we will all bathe in the holy Bindu Srovar. After taking bath, you should all proceed to the Lingaraj temple. have darshan before Lord Shiva, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya in the mood that he established, and then we will return to the buses. However, those whose bodies were not born in India, please do not even attempt to go in the temple, because you will not be allowed. It will only cause a disturbance. So those who are not Indian bodies, just come back here after taking bath. And everyone else, you can happily dance and chant to Lord Shiva's temple and have his darshan. And then we will proceed to the next place. After Bhuvaneshwar, the next place Lord Chaitanya went to was called Kamalapur. A very, very special place with very deep pastime that no one can understand unless they receive the supreme mercy of Gaur-Nitai. So we will be stopping there next. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! Shri Bhuvaneshwar Mahadev ki jai! Shri Jagannath Balaram Subhadra ki jai! Shri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai! Gauru Bhakta Vrinda ki jai! Jai! Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport that this Bindu Sarovar, which was created by Lord Shiva by collecting drop after drop of the water from all the holy places and all the worlds, is so sacred and special that not only do we get spiritual benefit, but also bathing and drinking this water can cure you of all sorts of stomach disorders. Shri Bindu Sarovar ki jai!